Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos, where we learn how to anchor our hearts in God's truth, no matter what's swirling around us. I'm so glad you're here today, because we're diving into something that hits close to home for so many of us. Control. When life gets messy, our first instinct is to try and grab the steering wheel tighter. We want to plan it. We want to fix it, and we want to manage it until it feels safe again. But today's devotional reminds us that God is inviting us into something far better than control. He's calling us in to trust. We'll talk about why letting go isn't giving up, and how surrendering control can open the door to peace you didn't even know you were missing. So let's breathe and say this prayer. Lord, you know how much I struggle to let go. I want to plan, protect, and make everything work the way I think it should go. But today, I choose to trust you instead of my own understanding. I hand you the situations I can't fix, the outcomes I can't predict, and the burdens I was never meant to carry. Teach me to rest in your guidance, knowing that you are working all things for my good. Help me remember that surrender is not weakness, but the very place where your strength meets me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Control is something many of us crave, especially when life feels chaotic and unpredictable. We try to plan every detail. We try to organize every step and fix every problem, hoping that if we just manage things well enough, we will feel safe and secure. But the truth is, control is often just an illusion. When we clutch it too tightly, we actually block out the peace and guidance God wants to pour into our lives. Proverbs reminds us to trust God with all our hearts, not just a little bit, but fully, and to stop relying on our own understanding, which is limited and imperfect. Letting go of control isn't easy. It can feel risky and uncomfortable, like stepping off a cliff into the unknown. But surrendering control is actually the doorway to freedom. When you loosen your grip, you make room for God to move in ways only He can. Ways that you might never have imagined. It's not a one-time decision, but a daily choice. God, I trust you more than I trust my own plans. And with that trust comes a peace that no chaos can steal, a calm assurance that no matter what happens, God is working all things for your good. So today, take a deep breath and honestly look at the things you are trying to manage on your own. What burdens are you carrying that aren't yours to carry? Give those to God. Hand over your need to control the outcome. Then watch how God shows up. Quietly, powerfully, faithfully, to lead you through the mess. His peace will meet you there. And you will find that surrendering control isn't losing power. It's gaining the strength that only comes from trusting Him. God, I admit I want to control things because it makes me feel safe. But I'm learning to trust You instead. Help me to let go of my own understanding and lean fully on You. Teach me to surrender daily and to rest in Your peace. Thank You for being trustworthy and faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today is, what is one thing you need to stop trying to control? Just one. Start there. Write it down. Then practice handing it over to God in prayer. Friend, if today's message stirred something in you, I encourage you to take one small intentional step of surrender. Maybe it's a prayer you've been afraid to pray, a plan you need to hold loosely, or a burden you need to set down. Remember, letting go of control doesn't mean life instantly will feel calm, but it does mean that you've made space for God's peace to take root in your heart. If this episode encouraged you, share with someone who's been holding on too tightly and let them know that they are not alone in the journey of trust. I'll meet you back here tomorrow for another reminder that God is with you in the middle of it all. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.